Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Hello, Alice.
Hi, Amelia.
How's it going?
I'm well, thank you. How are you going?
I'm fantastic.
I love this energy. Is great. I'm into that. I love Rachel, but I love you too.
I only get to do this one time, so I'm trying to do it extremely high energy.
Don't fuck it up.
Well, you've brought some very exciting people into the studio this morning.
I have. So this week we are joined by the writer and a cast member of ATC's newest production up, Young is Ruby Payne and Sherry Zhang. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hello.
So it's very exciting. So Young is a part of Here and Now, which is the festival running. ATC do it every year. It's been running the Youth Arts Festival for 13 years, I think we've decided. There was Young and Hungry, for those that remember it. Then it moved into, what was it after that? The next big thing. Yep, which again is about a platform for new and emerging upcoming talent, and now is Here and Now. The show sits along one other show.
Yeah, one other.
And Fleshies. But today we're talking about Young. So maybe Sherry, we'll just start with you. Tell me a little bit about what the show is.
This is the sum it up in 15 seconds.
Actually, no, don't sum it up because that's reductive. Talk to me about where did the seed of this idea come from?
Well, so Nunza and I, she's my co-writer. We actually met in Alice's show, Other Chinese, back in 2017.
Little plug there.
and we just kind of thought back of what we wish we had when we were growing up. So we wrote what we wanted to see, which is a very cute coming-of-age story. And that's all I'm going to say on the plot.
Okay. Yes. A cute coming of age story, which is curious because I've seen a lot of coming of age stories before. So what makes this one different?
I guess it's very queer. It's about growing up being a Chinese New Zealander. It's very, I think, Auckland specific. And I think we just really wanted to be authentic and speak to our communities that we're part of.
That is stunning because I would stand corrected to say, I don't know the last time I saw a coming-of-age queer Chinese New Zealand story set in Auckland.
We really are hitting a niche market.
The specific is universal. So Ruby, talk to me a little bit about what you are in the show what you do.
Yeah, so I am playing Abigail, who is a really fun character. She is the love interest and later girlfriend of Chu Ju, one of the main characters in the play. And she really learns in this story the sort of difference between your principles and your personal relationships and how those can sometimes be at conflict with each other.
Ooh, that sounds juicy. what's it been like for you working on a new script? Because it's very special and sometimes quite scary and sometimes frustrating to work on new text. Sometimes it's not quite well formed. Sometimes it's like it's awful, but you've got to like work with a flaming pile of shit.
Yeah, go on.
But also sometimes it's exciting because it's new and there's an opportunity for not just originality, but something refreshing. What's it been like for you?
Yeah, it's been really fun. We have been given a lot of freedom by Sherry and Nunza in the way that we treat the script. So there's a lot of games, a lot of challenges in the way that it's written, especially with some sort of slightly surreal elements to the script. And I feel like it's been like a fun problem-solving game in rehearsal. And it just feels exciting because it feels like we can really decide who these characters are and really, how the story is presented.
Sherry, for you, what is it that you want an audience to encounter with this work, either thematically or experientially? What is at the heart of it that you're really trying to tease out?
I think it really is, we want you to like walk away thinking about, you know, the village that raised you and the people who impacted you and made you the way you are, and also pick apart your own misconceptions and stereotypes, because I think we're really just trying to tell the story that we feel reflects us and is authentic to us and our friends, which means that it is inherently complex. And yeah, I think people have a lot of, when they think about Chinese people and Asian people and queer people, they already have a set of values or attachments to that. So I want them to be like, actually see those communities as really multifaceted and intersectional.
Ruby, what about you as a person actually in the work and as a face to the work? What is it for you?
Yeah, it's... I think Sherry really hit a lot of the main ideas there, but yeah, really just digging into how it feels to be a teenager and a teenager at this point in time in the present. I'm not a teenager, but imagining what it would be like to be a teenager in the present. And we do have, you know, as a youth production, and we are going to be performing a number of school matinees. This is, you know, a show that we're going to be presenting largely to a teenage audience. And yeah, like Sherry said, the complexity of that, and also the sort of openness and the possibilities for the ways that we can interact with the world and each other. Yeah.
Oh, that's stunning. I think about when I was at high school and I probably saw, I mean, like a handful of live works, and they were not for me, with me, or by me at all. And I think that's a really, I think, a special thing about what this Here and Now festival is about doing. And I think I'm not a teenager, obviously, but I'm also interested in going along to the festival to be in tune to some of the themes and some of the concepts that are bouncing around in our emerging communities, like coming into the industry. So yeah, I definitely, I'll definitely be going, no, I literally am going along to the show on Sunday. I'll definitely be checking it out. Ruby, for you, would you say, like, what kinds of people need to come and see the show? Other than young people.
I think if you like cute but sad queer love stories.
Well, that's so on brand for Sherry. Wow, cute, sad, queer love stories. That is like, haven't you got that tattooed somewhere on your body?
Should I pull it out right now?
Yeah, at the base of the spine. Sorry, carry on. Just for those listening, I know, Sherry, I'm not just like relentlessly ripping against. I'm actually horrible.
Alongside cute and queer, though, because we've got two storylines. There's also the one about falling in love with Timothée Chalamet. So there's something for everyone. I'm just saying, if you love your indie white soft boys, there's also a niche there for you too.
I am so horny for this show. I love. The work is directed by Nathan Joe. I've already given him a shout out on the show before, and includes design by Dan Williams. This is incredible. There's Kenji from The Band, which is the band. It escapes me now. Tim Jansen on lights, presented by Auckland Theatre Company. It is Young. It opens on Friday, runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then they have a break Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then back Thursday, Friday. I'm pretty sure the tickets are close to sold out. So if you want to go, you absolutely have to go onto the Basement website to check it out, basement.co.nz. Thank you both so much for coming in this morning. It's really wonderful to hear what the show is about. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. And as per usual, everyone should have a glorious time and go and see some theatre.
Fantastic. Oh, that was great. I love that. All right.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.